करने वाले जो लोग हैं,
इफ यू डोंट पे द इलेक्ट्रिसिटी बिल्स यू वोंट गेट द पावर इवन इफ यू आर द प्राइम मिनिस्टर ओ इवन द प्रेसिडेंट. That was the message given by Pakistan's government when it cut power off of its own institutions, including the Prime Minister's office, for delays in paying energy bills. Other state institutions, including the Parliament and the Supreme Court, were also affected by the crackdown against defaulters. Non-payment of electricity bills is a big issue in Pakistan and is seen as setback to efforts seeking an end to energy shortages.
Government jo hai bazate khud ek bahut badi defaulter hai.
The government institutions themselves are the biggest defaulters, and that is why we have suspended their power supplies. We are trying that all the dues of the government institutions are recovered in the current financial year.
But some critics say the order is just a political gimmick because it is the government's responsibility to pay bills of its own institutions. The move is also seen as an attempt to divert attention from the ongoing power outages in the country.
Government took right direction, at least to put the power sector on right path. But still, there is a lot of need to improve the situations, especially in governance and some other issues.
The energy crisis is nothing new in Pakistan, which has been lacking enough power supplies for a long time. In recent years, the situation has gone from bad to worse, as many parts of Pakistan are without power for up to 14 hours a day. That runs contrary to the government's assurances that addressing the long-standing problem is its top priority. Power supplies to the Prime Minister's house and other buildings were restored after they cleared their dues. The government says its crackdown against defaulters, including its own institutions, has sent a positive message that no one is above the law. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.